It's time for Uncle Joe's Laughter at 45 After.
100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. Mondays, always the classics and the laughter at 45 After. And Craig Shoemaker made the mistake of going to the OBGYN with his wife when she was pregnant.
Thank you. I'm going to get another applause. We just had a baby. My wife and I just had a new baby. Hey, baby boy. Thank you very much. Very excited about this. I was there for the whole birth process. First, we had to interview the doctor who was going to deliver the OBGYN. Sounds like a Star Wars character.
Oh, the OBGYN. Ooh. And is your wife naked? Naked, she will be.
I was a little uncomfortable with this interview. We had to interview the doctor who's going to deliver it, and he's like this really good-looking doctor, you know? I'm not gay, but I boned this guy, let me tell you something. And we're sitting there, my wife is smiling away. All of a sudden, she stands up, she pulls her pants down. I'm going, how the hell did you do that? You didn't even buy her dinner. And he pulls a camera out. I said, I've been trying that for 6 months. We did the whole birth process. I was there for the, we did the natural childbirth. You know what this is, Lamaze, you know? And I was, you know, we did all the rehearsal on there. Okay, here we go. She abandons the whole thing, grabs me by the neck. Epidural! Epidural! I'm in the hallway freaking out. Where's Dr. Epidural? Get him in here now. She's going to kill me. This guy comes in there and he hooks her up with this stuff. She's like, hello, angel. She's in a good mood, loving me. I got that guy on speed dial. And they should warn you what the babies look like when they come out. I thought it'll come out like a doll. You know? Instead, he comes out.
Whoa, whoa.
Put him back in. He's got to bink a little while longer. My wife's a good-looking woman. She gave birth to an alien. He's bald with a point on his head. People go, oh, he looks like you. It's as if I was from Neptune. They're going to sand down a point and give him Rogaine. They give you a lot of help there, you know, when you raise kids. You know, we have another boy, Justin and Jared now. And, you know, as soon as they're born, we put him in his crib, listens to baby Mozart, puts him to sleep, supposed to make him smarter. When I was a kid in my crib in Philadelphia, I was listening to my great aunt chain smoking Marlboro Red singing me a lullaby.
And when the bell breaks, the cradle will fall. Down will come Craigie.
Here, play with my smoke rings. That's a true story. They have so many different things now. My son Justin, he loves Thomas the Train. You ever hear this Thomas the Train? The tank engine, these little trains, they name them Donald and Toby. One day, Justin has a bunch of them spread out in the restaurant on the table, and the waitress comes over, and she goes, that's Thomas the Tank Engine. Is Thomas your favorite? Justin says, no, I like Percy. Percy's one of the trains. Unfortunately, he can't pronounce his R's yet. Imagine my horror. The whole restaurant here is my four-year-old blurred out. I like p***. That's Daddy's favorite train, too.
That is Craig Shoemaker. Laughter at 45 After. Southern California's classic rock 100.3 The Sound. The Laughter at 45 After is supported by Golden Voice, presenting Ralphie May live Friday, November 6th at Club Nokia. Tickets are on sale now at axs.com. I am Julie Slater, and if you'd like to support Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we've got these cool little penguins. You know, the squeezable kind? It's Mark in the Morning, and they're pink. They're just $10. And net proceeds, over half the money goes to the Henry Mayo Newhall Hospital Foundation's Sheila Velos Breast Imaging Center. So you can help fight breast cancer. And also, if you're a fan of Mark in the Morning, you'll want one of these. You can get them now by going to markinthemorning.com.